is a guy whose name represents our ethos here, but he says he wants to return to using his government name. We're talking about Abel Tesfaye, or as he's better known, The Weeknd.
You make it look like it's magic. Oh, yeah. 'Cause I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you.
Town on his After Hours Till Dawn tour, and he says it might be his last one under that moniker. He's at Lincoln Financial Field tonight with Playboi Carti and Mike Dean. The show starts at 7. The Weeknd show is said to have cinematic quality, something that Black Star Film Festival certainly celebrates. Across venues like the Kimmel and the Suzanne Roberts Theater, you'll find more than 90 films from over 35 countries. Highlights include Highway to the Moon by Black Panther star Letitia Wright, who'll be at the fest, and appearances by filmmakers like Scribe Video Center's Louis Messiah. They are more than just films. Black Star also includes panels, networking events, and educational seminars. It goes from Thursday through Sunday. It's August, folks, and that means just one more month to chill down the shore before school starts. But if you're in the city this weekend, there are a multitude of First Friday events to choose from. The Rocks Fest brings a contemporary circus carnival to Roxborough, and in Chestnut Hill, there's a food and art stroll. The Museum for Art and Wood celebrates an exhibit opening called A Plank in a Shipwreck. And at Cherry Street Pier's First Friday, you can enjoy live music, art, and a marketplace. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. On Saturday, we're getting the water version of How to Train Your Dragon. In Pensauken, the Cooper River Dragon Boat Regatta features 205-meter races of the brightly colored dragon boats. It starts at 8 a.m. In Philadelphia's FDR Park, the Khmer and Burmese communities host cultural dance and music performances at the all-day Southeast Asian Water Festival. It includes, yup, another dragon boat race. It starts at 10 a.m.
I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.
On August 3rd, 1965, West Philly welcomed the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for his Freedom Now rally. He was there to promote social justice and equality, things that we wrestle with to this day. The 60th anniversary commemoration brings music, art installations, storytelling, and youth activations to the original location on the same day. It's happening on Lancaster Avenue between 38th and 40th. The fest goes from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. King believed in liberation for people of color everywhere. The Akana African Festival hits Cherry Street Pier Sunday, celebrating food, fashion, culture, and music from across the diaspora. This longtime Penn's Landing event has a new home, but the same energy. It goes from 2 to 8 p.m. Missing the 90s? If those were your formative years, it was a great time, especially for R&B. Genuine takes the stage at Rivers Casino Saturday night. If any song defined the era, it was Pony, the highlight of many a club night. Dancing to that song might be why you had to have that hip replacement. We're just saying. The show starts at 8 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's keep the nostalgia going. In the late 90s, in the MTV era, when groups like the Goo Goo Dolls ruled the charts.
I was drawn to your lane. I'm a fire you ignite.
Well, they're back with a new song, Nothing Lasts Forever. They're also bringing the Summer Anthem Tour to the Mann Center Sunday night, sharing the stage with Dashboard Confessional. The show starts at 7:30. No, nothing lasts forever, not even weekends, so make the best of them. We've given you the blueprint, so it's up to you. If you missed anything or want to hear more, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.